NFC Champ Camp continues with the NFC champion Arizona Cardinals as they prepare for another season. We are here for the next few days covering camp. The station will be here for the entire camp at some points. Our pleasure to be up here and pleasure to be joined by our good friend Larry Fitzgerald of the Arizona Cardinals as he embarks on another season. And you want to talk about a dedicated, determined human being. I don't know if I've ever seen one more than Larry Fitzgerald, and he joins us right now. What's up, Fitz?
Nothing much. I appreciate you guys having me on. Well, it's always a pleasure.
We always appreciate you giving us time from the first day you were here at camp as a 20-year-old. You're not an old man by any stretch of the imagination.
You
but
guys were a lot nicer to me back then, though, for
what
some
are you
reason.
Talking
you guys
about?
Have me on. I'm looking at the names on the board. I mean, I'm behind a lot of guys, you know.
Yeah. Bill Davis, we beat you out.
I mean, cool.
Come on.
Cool.
Bill
Davis
is a
taking,
hot name
I'm not taking
right
the first, though. I'm just going to add that to
Jeremy
motivate
Urban.
Me.
I mean, you know, Urban.
Continue to motivate me.
I said this yesterday. I don't know in all my years of covering sports and doing this that I've ever come across an athlete that's more dedicated to being the best at what he does than you. I really don't. And I've covered some of the greats for a long time. I worked in New York for 8 years at Newsday, you know, covering the Yankees and the Mets and the Jets and the Giants. I don't know that I've ever come across anybody as dedicated as you are to being the best at your craft.
Well, I really appreciate that. It's truly an honor for you to say that. But, you know, I've told a few people this, but I really am. I'm really scared to death by failure. And it just, I mean, it. Like, I'll be up, at, you know, have a practice, and, you know, DRC will break up a pass, and it'll wake me up at night, honestly. I'll be up at 2 in the morning thinking, man, I should have stacked them a little better than that, and there's no way I can let them make that. But, I mean, honestly, I wish I could turn it off every once in a while, but it kills me.
The success that you've had, do you ever get to the point where you just think, like, this is, you know, I got this guy all day long, I'm going to beat him? I mean, do you ever get to the point where you just realize, hey, I'm this good, I can't be stopped?
No, I never get complacent like that because, you know, I've seen throughout the years, you know, there's nobody too big to get bucked off the horse, and it happens to everybody, and I just want to make sure I'm doing everything I possibly can to prepare myself week in and week out, play to play, to be the best player I can be.
And you do it in many different facets. It's not just, you know, you stay after practice just about every time. I've never seen you run off, first one off. You know, you're catching a few more balls, doing a few more things, talking to some of the QBs. But it's also in everything else you do. You know, I'm kind of joking with you. You got a plate here of an apple and a thing of grapes. And you actually, one of the Cardinals people told me, you got a text the other day as you went into the lunchroom. And you were told what you were eating that day because you have a dietitian and someone that keeps an eye on that stuff. So, and that's the discipline. And I think they said that they were joking with you. There was like fried catfish. And you looked at it and you're like, can't do it. That's the discipline. It's not just catching footballs. It's not just staying at the practice. It's not just running an extra, you know, lap or mile or whatever it is. It's that part of your life as well.
It's a lifestyle. You definitely have to do everything from eating to sleeping to, you know, elevating your feet at night just to save your legs. I mean, anything you can do, any advantage you can find, I'm going to try to use it if it's legal. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough so far to have success, and I just hope I can continue to get better.
Tell me a little bit about this camp that you did with a bunch of the wide receivers. I read a bunch of stories on it. It seemed fascinating. You, Chris Carter, and you got a lot of guys who just come down, almost like a wide receiver camp. Tell me the idea and how it came about.
You know, first of all, I was upset, you know, that it got so much, you know, praise because I work with Velocity Sports in Minneapolis, and they were promoting Velocity, and they just sent all these cameras over there. That's not what I intended it to be. I wanted it to be a private session where, you know, some of the elite guys around the league can come in and get some tutelage from some of the greatest players that ever do it. Not to make it fanfare or get any publicity from it. That's not what it was about. And you know, that's the only part I'm a little disappointed with. But we got some great work in. We got some great tutelage from some amazing people. And, you know, I feel everybody that was there got a little better.
You worried about, you know, helping the competition out, though?
No, because you
had some guys that you're going to play against this year.
No, not at all. I mean, whenever I see, you know, Brandon Marshalls and Lee Evans and Greg Jennings and guys like that, you know, they push me. I mean, I watch what they do, and I'm watching Greg Jennings, how good he gets out of his cuts. I mean, that makes me stay after the workouts and run all my cuts and make sure I'm doing my footwork drills and make sure I'm getting better at some of the things that he's good at so I can, you know, to be the best at everything. You know, I know it's not possible, but I'm going to try.
How do you, by the way, we're joined by Larry Fitzgerald, the Arizona Cardinals, here on Sports 620 KTR. I don't know that anybody, maybe ever, but at least right now, can go up in a crowd and catch a ball like you do. I mean, you did it in Carolina. You've done it in the playoffs. You did it all last year. You've done it since you've been in the league. That I don't know that that's something you can necessarily work on. I mean, I think that's more of the God-given ability to be able to see the ball, watch the ball, come into the hands. You made a play, I think it was in Carolina, where you actually caught it, I think with one hand, had to transfer it because the guy grabbed your arm and made the catch. Is that more God-given, or can you work on things to strengthen? I mean, how do you strengthen that? How do you get better at that?
I would definitely say that at least 85 to 90% of what you have is God-given.
Okay.
And then you have the ability to work on and fine-tune your craft after that. And I think that God has blessed me with an amazing skill set, but he's also blessed me to understand that he didn't give it to me lightly. He wants me to work and be the best that I can, and I'm going to continue to do that.
I was impressed with Lance Long yesterday. This kid trying to earn a spot on this team. Just give me your thoughts on him, because he caught some balls in traffic. You know, I've heard some comparisons to Wes Welker, Wayne Corbett, you know, that slot guy that can really, you know, go across the middle, catch some passes. What do you think of him? Has he got a decent shot to make this team?
I love Lance Long. As a football player, as a person, as a friend, he's an amazing young man. He does everything that you ask him to do. He's coachable. He's reliable, dependable. Anything positive that you want from a football player, he embodies it. And he has all the skills. He needs experience. And that's something that he's only going to be able to gain from playing in games. And I just hope this preseason he's able to show everybody what we've been seeing for a long time.
You are, and I don't want to say you're a shy, quiet guy, but you like to keep to yourself a lot and, you know, be your own person. How have you dealt with this newfound celebrity and fame? And, man, you can't, I mean, the chance, Larry, after every practice, everybody wants a piece of you right now. You're on the cover of Madden. You're here, and all these fans are here to see you. How have you dealt with that? Has it kept you humble? Is it a difficult thing?
No, it hasn't been difficult at all. I'm always going to keep my feet firmly planted on the ground. Never going to let it anything, success or failure, destroy me. But I understand that this is what I've been working for my entire life. I've caught all the extra balls. I've ran the extra routes. I lifted all the weights. Did all the extra conditioning to put myself to be one of the upper echelon players in the game. So this is what comes with the territory. And you know, so I look at it, it's a blessing to be in the position, because this is what I work for. But doing all the extra, you know, the fan stuff is great. I mean, it's great to have the support.
True story. Michael Jordan said, "You don't want the fame? Stop catching balls."
Yeah, I asked him a couple of years ago. I was at a golf event down in North Carolina, in Greensboro, and I asked him, so how do you deal with that? Because we were just sitting around talking at the bar, and, I mean, it's nonstop. I mean, people are always after him. And he said, you know, if you don't want it, all you got to do is just stop, you know, stop what you're doing that's successful. And just stop coming around, trust
right.
me. And, you know, I thought about that, and it made a lot of sense.
Absolutely.
You're a fan of the game. Give me three best wide receivers you think in the history of the game.
In the history of the game, well, Jerry Rice. I'm going to have to put Chris Carter in there. And I'm going to have to go modern. I mean, Terrell Owens, Marvin Harrison, and T.O., I mean, and Randy Moss, excuse me. Those, you can't go wrong with those guys statistically from what they've been able to accomplish. I think they're all three of them Hall of Famers.
Outside of winning, and you guys did that last year, you won. You're the NFC champs. You got to the Super Bowl. You came very close to winning it. Outside of winning, which I know is very, very important to you, how important is it to be in that category, or to be at the top of that category when your playing career is over? When people sit back and they say, hey, who's the best wide receiver you ever saw? Oh, Larry Fitzgerald, the Cardinals. I've never seen anybody better than him. Does that motivate you? Does that drive you?
Absolutely. That's a huge driving force. I always want to be the best. Just like you guys, every day you step on the air, you guys want to put your best foot forward and you want to do the best you possibly can. So maybe, you know, you can get your show on ESPN like Mike and Mike or something. I mean, that's everybody's dream, is to continue to be elevated and be the best at what you do. So that's definitely my goal, and I'm going to keep striving for it.
All right. That you just made it. I'm eating grapes and an apple for dinner. No more of this meatloaf, all this crazy stuff they serve in there.
I said to you last year, you came, you said to me, Gambo, who do you like to win a division? I said Seattle, and you were like, well, why? I'm like, because you guys haven't proven it yet. And, you know, you smirked at me. You weren't mad at me, but you wanted to know why I was picking Seattle. You were very curious as to why I wasn't going to pick you guys.
Yeah, it dumbfounds me how people that watch us every single day can pick against us. It hurts. I mean, we have personal relationships. We're invested. I mean,
I know.
We're together.
I picked
with
you.
I
picked you.
I have you guys.
I just don't think you like some of us, to be honest with you.
Some of you guys I don't like.
I don't understand why, though.
No, I like
what
you.
Guys, what guys don't you like?
No, actually, you know what?
I don't know how to get around it.
I don't like a lot of things that Dockett does. I didn't agree with Dockett and Bolden on the contract situations. Doesn't mean I don't like those guys. I didn't like their approach to the whole thing. You know? But I like, there are a lot of guys, you know, I like. I mean,
you guys got a very likable team.
You do. And we said this
yesterday.
Got a lot
of good guys.
Hard to dislike guys on this team. It really is. So with that being said, my point that I was getting to is, I'm either going to go 11 or 12 wins and pick you guys to win this division this year. Either at 11-5 or 12-4. I haven't figured it out yet. But I think you go over 10. I think you go over 10
double
wins.
Double digits is definitely a huge goal for us, something that we haven't accomplished here. And when last time Cardinals won 10 games in the season?
They weren't in Arizona.
Statistician.
Hey, they weren't in Arizona. Well, you want, you know, if you take the playoffs
you're talking regular season.
You have to go back to a different city.
Yeah, first winning record since 98. Was last
98,
year.
They won
the first
nine games.
Time, and they won nine.
Yeah, that was
so
the
they never
they
did it in Arizona. It's never been done here.
Gotta go back to
never
St. Louis.
Here.
Wow.
And probably
we have to change that. Cardinals fans listening, we need you guys out there supporting us, pushing us, encouraging us to go out there and get it done this year. That's the goal. We got to be 10 wins plus.
Hey, you're always great with the charity stuff. You always help us with our charity stuff. I want to help you with yours. We've been promoting it a lot lately. But Larry and friends, it's Morton Celebrity Waiter Night coming up on August 24th. At the Mortons in Scottsdale, benefiting the Carol Fitzgerald as your late mother memorial fund, and I know this is something near and dear to your heart. And you got a bunch of your buddies that are going to be coming out.
Definitely.
You guys are going to serve a bunch of steaks,
yeah,
right?
We're going to be serving steaks. Anybody that loves Morton steaks, we're going to be there, dining them up, cutting them up, however you like them. We're serving them up. Coach Wisenhunt will be there, Anquan Boland, Kurt Warner, Adrian Wilson, Matt Leinart, Beanie Wells, myself, and a few other special guests will be there as well.
It's going to be fun, and it's always a great event. These guys are great with their time and the charity work. Yourself and Kurt Warner, two of the best I've ever seen, and we want to get the word out there. So August 24th, you can check out. Is there a website that they can go to? Is it yours, or do you want me to just? I'll tell you what. We can go through Morton's of Scottsdale, or go to our events page at sports.ktar.com, and all the info is up there as well. All right.
When we come back, we'll spend a little bit of time talking about Larry Fitzgerald, talking about this career that is turning into something special, and just what's ahead for Larry Fitzgerald, not only for this year, but for his future in the NFL.
What's ahead right now? He's going to finish his grapes and his apple, and we thank him for the time. As always,
thanks, Fitz.
Larry Fitzgerald, the Arizona Cardinals.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for the gift certificate.
You are more than welcome
as
well.
If it's free, it's me. Give me three.
That's Fitz.